Hi, I'm Scott Hanselman, and we're here on Azure Friday. We're talking about firewalls with Ashwin Palekar. How are you, sir?
Oh, great. Thanks nice for, day today.
Yeah, it is a lovely day, and we're inside in the dark.
Exactly.
So, firewalls in Azure. I want to keep my data separate. I want to keep my network separate, keep my infrastructure as a service separate from other people.
Yeah. So, yes, that's actually, it is pretty daunting to understand how cloud systems work, mm-hmm. right? But to make it simple, what we have done is essentially mirrored the model of how you manage your corporate environment. Mm. So when you manage your corporate environment, you have a private network, and you create a private network, and then you have edge where you connect to the internet. Mm-hmm. And the edge, you have certain devices which allow you access in and out of the internet. Mm-hmm. So you can do very sophisticated stuff, but it's easier to start off with what you know. And what the virtual private network allows you to do is essentially the step towards making your virtual the virtual private network is essentially a similar case, mm-hmm. Very similar to your on-premise network. So you create the virtual private networks, and what Azure does is essentially make sure that the virtual private network is isolated from all of the virtual private networks and all other customers on the same shared infrastructure. Mm. That's a very important thing. How do you, at the end, what is the customer's responsibility and what is the what is Microsoft's responsibility, right?
Right.
It's a shared responsibility model. So there's isolation world where the network itself is isolated, and the way you define it is virtual networks is a way to define your network, mm-hmm. and then Azure takes care of isolating between them.
And it's using a software networking model,
yes,
right?
Yes, it's all a software networking model.
And I am truly isolated, though. I might be on shared infrastructure, but I'm making my own subnet with my own edges, my own...
Exactly. And as moving forward, we are trying to mirror very similar. In fact, as of today also, it's very similar to on-premise subnets, routing, and all those things. You will get the same options mm-hmm. on top of Azure. You get the same options. So that's what Azure does. The customers can control how do you get access from outside, mm-hmm. okay? And what the next thing is, the question is, how do you control, okay? So there is something called cloud access layer, very similar to your on-premise edge.
Okay.
Okay, so on a typical on-premise edge, you would have three kinds of devices. Sometimes you merge those devices, okay? Maybe you buy from the same manufacturer, but conceptually there are three
devices.
The edge devices.
Okay.
One is like a firewall.
Right.
It sits at the edge, which can decide what traffic comes in and what traffic can go out,
okay.
And ACLs and so on. The second kind of functionality is load balancing, where you can say that you have a certain pool of servers at the back end, mm-hmm. and out of those pools, which you can take the entire pool and decide to expose it as a single IP, right? That's a load balancing.
Right.
The third is a NAT functionality, where somebody is going out, some machines from your corporate network are going out to the internet,
right.
and you need to NAT the IP address to a public IP address and back.
Network address translation.
Network address translation. So what the cloud access layer essentially allows you to do, as a customer, you can configure these three elements.
Mm-hmm.
And by default, essentially no access is allowed from the internet, similar to your private network,
mm.
except for a case where, because when you create a VM, you at least need remote RDP access to it, so you can manage it. So that level of access is given when you create a VM, but beyond that, no ports, nothing is opened.
So if I make a new virtual machine and put it in Azure, by default, it's all alone.
It's
all
alone.
I can only see it from the portal.
Yeah, you can see it from the portal. You can RDP to it. Because
if I have that endpoint opened
yeah,
up.
Yeah, but actually, if you go through the portal, the RDP endpoint is opened by default just for simplicity, because otherwise you're going to be not forgetting to do that and call,
exactly.
right? And not be able to connect. So, but that's simplicity. But if you go through PowerShell, you can do your own. You don't need to open it up,
mm-hmm.
right? And you can always close it,
mm-hmm.
right? And you connect to, then you start defining additional ports you want to allow or disallow through the service model,
okay.
right? And those additional ports then are configured in the cloud access layer, and specifically you can allow access to specific virtual machines mm-hmm. in your entire deployment.
When we say the word cloud access layer, this isn't a product, this is not something I'm gonna see in the portal. This is the edge as given to me by Azure.
It is your software edge.
My software edge.
Yeah, it is very similar to having your own firewall, own load balancer, but it's a virtualized software device you don't manage. In fact, it's managed for free.
So let me ask you this. If I set up a bunch of virtual machines in a virtual network, and then I VPN into those from my enterprise, do I have to open those endpoints up as well?
No.
The cloud access layer live in here, or does it live outside?
Actually, that's a very good question. So there is an option to allow you to VPN into your virtual private network from your connect, and there is site-to-site VPNs. Mm-hmm. You can create a individual persons can connect to the virtual private network.
Okay.
Right? And in both cases, you are essentially getting past the cloud access layer directly into the virtual private network. So you don't have to open any ports in the cloud access layer.
So if I had a virtual machine I wanted to get into, but none of the ports are open, and I've been trying to get to it from the open internet, I could just VPN into my virtual private network, and then I can...
Yes. The ports on that virtual machine need to be opened locally, right?
On the
Windows firewall. But on the edge, they don't need to be.
So there's multiple layers here. There's the Windows firewall, there's
yes.
the Azure layer, the endpoints layer, the
Correct.
Cloud access layer, and then also potentially VPN.
Yes.
Now you said that there's site-to-site and there's point-to-site.
Point-to-site.
So I could be at Starbucks, mm-hmm. and which is an insecure environment, and then VPN point-to-site and be on my network.
Correct.
Or I could have site-to-site where I go into my actual office and I plug in a wire and I'm... Because I'm inside of my company, I am inside of
yes,
the Azure.
Yes, the second is very similar to, let's say a company has multiple data centers, right? Hmm. So you have 5 data centers across, small data centers, small offices, whatever it is, and you're connecting them by a site-to-site VPN.
Ah.
And Azure just is one of the sites. Think about it that way. It's managed exactly the same
That's
way.
That's a great way to look at it. So I could be in Portland and the office is in Boston and I can just access their machines as if we're all in the same subnet.
Correct.
And Azure's just one of those.
Yes.
I like that. It's one of my remote offices.
Yes.
And that's the intent. We want people to feel like that's the case and they can run their intranet applications
Correct.
In a secure way,
exactly.
even though it's a cloud.
Yeah. And you should be able to mix and match. You can run some apps on premise and some apps, some tiers, in fact, on Azure. And let them connect seamlessly. That is the site-to-site VPN allows you to do that.
So I can have virtual machines here that talk to back-end CRM or database
exactly.
systems, and it's totally a totally appropriate way to build something.
Correct, yeah.
So there's more information up on the Windows Azure site where we can learn about that. And setting this up is very easy, isn't it?
Yeah, setting this up is pretty easy. So it is everything is through the portal, right? And you get full PowerShell support as well if you want to do it from PowerShell, automate it so that you can replicate it out multiple times also a programmatic interface.
And I can have many of these virtual networks? I'm not charged on a per network basis.
You can have many virtual networks. There is potentially a limit, but I don't know what the limit of it is, but you can create many.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Great. We're learning all about virtual networks and security here on Azure Friday.
Thank you.